Tonight we're talking about, as you pray, request. We've been talking about praise and confession. Let's look at request, making of the request. In Matthew 21:22, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." The word for praying is asking. You hear it from time to time. I pray ye, you know, what are you doing? I'm asking you, see. And then Mark 11:24, "Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." So praying and believing. The prayer of faith asks God for what he wills. There is an attitude of prayer that just leaves me cold, and that is that we learn how to pray, we get a technique, we have a formula, and we can tell God what to do. And suddenly we become God, I guess, because we're controlling God, right? Not so. We come meek and humbly and needy and say, we know that you can do what is best. So let us seek to gain a mind that agrees with the mind of God. There is the position of faith in prayer. So, eight things. Number one, a proper request is subject to the divine will. This is the essence of what Christ was saying in Luke 11:2. He said unto them, "When ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth." We're not here to impose our will on him, but seeking. I was talking about this with Daniel as he began his prayer that was answered by an angel. Imagine that angel coming into your room saying, God sent the answer here. And he was just very careful to couch everything that he was asking, that he was going to ask, in terms of how it would affect God, the glory of God. Number two, a proper request is instructed in the truth, that we learn how to ask, we learn how to say it properly by going to the Word of God. John 15:7, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you." If my words abide in you, my words live in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Why his words? Because his words are right. His will is best. Thirdly, a proper request is energized by the Spirit. Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think." I love going through that. Not just what we ask, but what we ask or think. Not only that, but above all that. And then abundantly above all that. And then exceedingly abundantly above all that. Wow, that's just piled on. But all of that according to the power that worketh in us. This is that amazing thing that happened when the church began. The Holy Spirit came to live within. They did not have that in the Old Testament. I don't think they're going to have it in the tribulation period. I think it's just a church thing. I think it's just for us. Because the indication is that when we leave in the rapture, he who restraineth, the Holy Spirit, is taken away as well. So his work that he does in us is taken away. So it goes back to the way of Israel during the tribulation period. But that's an extraneous thought. Number four, a proper request is unhindered by unreconciled relationships. We were talking about this Sunday. Mark 11:25, "When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." He says, I know you mess up and you say, oh God, please, I'm sorry. Please don't don't count that against me, you know. And he says, well, I wouldn't, except that you're counting stuff against other people. You haven't forgiven them. So now you're just going to get it. I'm going to spank you. You're going to have problems because you did what this is, and I can't forgive you because you haven't forgiven others. If you have aught against any, forgive. Proper relationships. 5, a proper relationship is accompanied by obedience. 1 John 3:22. Whatsoever you ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. It's not this old harsh-faced obedience to commands. It's doing what's pleasing in his sight, making him happy. 6, a proper request is earnestly sought. It is not just tossed out. 11:9, I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek. It's a little harder than asking. Seeking is going after it. And you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. So each is a developing. You seek, and then finally you're there, knocking, asking for admission. Then 7, a proper request is unhindered by guilt, your own personal guilt. 5:16, confess your faults. Confess them one to another. Pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The key here seems to be, how do you become that righteous man, that righteous human? It's the confessing of your faults. And then, 8, a proper request is focused on advancing Christ's program. 14:13, whatsoever you shall ask in my name. This is that you can speak in his place. You can speak what he wants. He has given us a program. He said to the Jews, pray thy kingdom come, to his Jewish disciples. But to us, we have a mission, that is to bring the light to the unsaved. Whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So, an important concept. Consider the requests themselves.